And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, brought to you by Hackensack University Medical Center here on MSG. I'm Paul Dottino, along with Roman Obit. As usual, as we break down the Giants and their opponent this week, it would be the Dallas Cowboys. And it's now time for your quick Geico 15-second recap. And folks, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. So visit geico.com. And the recap today is actually a little bit about the Giants' injuries, because we heard from Coach Tom Coughlin a moment ago, Roman, and really what it comes down to is there's a lot of uncertainty as to some of the Giants who will play in this game and how effective they'll be. We do know that Andre Brown will not play for sure. He's right. Out. But guys like Victor Cruz and JPP, they're trying to come back. JPP even said he may not know till Friday if he's going to play against Dallas.
Well, when you look at the fact that you played the last preseason game on Thursday, you have a weekend to get the roster down. They went out there Monday, Labor Day, and did some work. And some of these guys, Cruz, JPP, they all did some work during individual period and some of the teamwork. So I think they're getting a lot closer than a lot of people think.
How important do you think it is that JPP plays, even if he's not 100%?
Well, we all know what JPP can do. We all know, 2 years ago, 16 and a half sacks. Last year, he dropped a bit and had 6.5. Still a Pro Bowl player. But again, JPP in this type of a game is a game where he definitely wants to play, and the Giants' defense line would be better with him in the game.
Now, on offense, we know that Andre Brown has that lower leg fracture. He will not play in this game for sure, and David Wilson is going to have to take up a lot of that responsibility.
Yeah, and David Wilson has worked extremely hard in the offseason, in training camp. He's definitely come a long way from where he was this time last year. A little bit of a point of concern has been his pass blocking. What does he do when he's not running the football? We all know about his speed. He's got game-breaking speed. I mean, track speed. But again, pass blocking, third down, catching the ball, the things you do when you don't have a ball in your hand, what makes you a total NFL running back. So these are the things that Dave Wilson's going to have to do to be the type of player that we know he's capable of being this season.
And quite honestly, when David Wilson's in the game, you would expect Dallas to try to challenge him with some extra pressure. Would you just maybe use the double tight end and some max protect to alleviate some of the pressure off of him?
Well, you can't just single out one guy. I mean, I said this a lot during the preseason. The plays don't change from when Ahmad Bradshaw was here, Brandon Jacobs, whomever. But, again, Kevin Gilbron, the offensive coaching staff, will do a good job this week of putting Dave Wilson in good positions to be successful.
Okay, let's talk about that offensive line, because David Wilson does need those guys up front. And it would appear, at least right now, that Boss is questionable at best. We don't know if he's even going to practice this week. So the Giants have four different offensive lines they've used in the four preseason games, Roman. How ready do you think they are?
Well, they have to be ready. And I think one of the reasons for, switching all those units around is it gives all those guys quality reps, whether it's James Brewer, Mosley. Obviously, Boss has been down. You've seen Jim Cordle get in there in the preseason, starting some games. So, again, when you keep, eight or nine offensive line, all those guys are going to have to play. You also have a new rookie right tackle because of Deal's injury. So all these reps will benefit these guys down the line. But, again, this unit hasn't really been a full unit all camp. But these are the guys that are going to have to get it done.
Yeah, the lights will be on Justin Pugh for sure at right tackle. Let's flip it over to the defensive side. We've mentioned JPP and his questionable status. But, the other defensive end, Justin Tuck, needs a big breakout year himself after two injury-plagued seasons. He's got to be getting after Tony Romo.
Yeah, and Justin Tuck had a great offseason. He really rededicated himself. And he wants to get back to that 09, 2010 form, even 07 form. He's done a lot of things offseason just to get himself, back to playing shape. Had an interception in the preseason. But again, into this game, this is a big game where guys like Justin Tuck, one of the leaders on the team, have to step up and create pressure on Tony Romo.
How significant do you think it is that Mathias Kiwanuka is back to being a defensive end, which is what he really came into the league doing, Roman? Let's face it, he wasn't brought here originally as a linebacker.
Yeah, Kiwi's been an ultimate team player, going linebacker to defensive end. Now he's really back at his natural position, and he had a really good training camp as well. It was really kind of under the radar and just kind of business as usual, the way he approached his work. But Kiwi is a guy that you worry about Tuck, you worry about the guys inside. He's going to be a guy that gets a lot of one-on-one opportunities, so look for Kiwi to have some big plays in the backfield for Dallas.
All right, Stevie Brown, we know, got hurt during the preseason. He is out for the year, a horrible knee injury. So that means Ryan Mundy is going to have to step up and play next to Antrell Roll, and Cooper Taylor is the only other safety on the roster.
And as you know, the Giants only kept three safeties on the active roster. But again, you've got Aaron Ross, you've got Terrell Thomas, you've got a lot of guys that can play that safety position. So you keep three safeties, but you have six corners, Paul. So that's nine DBs that are all interchangeable. Last season, Perry Field went to the three safety package. So, again, they're going to find ways to put these guys in a position, you know, really to maximize what they do well on the field.
Good news is Monday is a big hitter, so the Giants don't lose a lot there. Played very well with the Steelers last year. All right, now, the Twitter question for today is from Mark User Erickson. He wants to know, what is your biggest surprise on the 53-man roster, Roman?
Well, my biggest surprise on the 53-man roster wasn't a single person, but it was really the decision to cut Bosworth and only keep five linebackers. So,
right.
So that means you only have two backup linebackers, Herzlick and Jaquan Williams, to play a lot of special teams. So, but we saw Demontre Moore block a punt against Pittsburgh in the opening preseason game. And again, so the linebacker position has really been a little point of a concern early, but they've gelled well as the season has progressed. As you know, Coach Herman said, they're going to be a good, solid unit, but you need more than just two guys playing special teams. So look for it to come from different positions.
And Dallas picked up Bosworth this week. When we come back here on MSG, we will delve into what the Cowboys think they've got in store for the Giants. And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live here on MSG, brought to you by Hackensack University Medical Center. You know, when you're talking about the Dallas Cowboys this year, the guy you probably are going to bring to mind first is Dez Bryant, the outstanding wide receiver who really is looking forward to having a big-time year. The Giants, of course, will remember him, Roman, when he caught that pass and, well, dropped his finger out of bounds in Dallas and ruined their comeback.
Yeah, you look at what Dez Bryant's done in his career. Definitely look at the graphics, 50 catches, 10 touchdowns. I mean, he's a game breaker, and he's listed at about 225 pounds. So he's got the physical capabilities to really outmuscle a lot of those cornerbacks. Some of the things he said earlier, that he's really looking forward to this game because of what happened last week with a one arm out of bounds.
Now, he's on the left side of the Dallas offense, which means he would draw Prince Amukamara under the usual Giants defensive set. Do you think the Giants will play straight up with their corners, or would they flop and keep one guy attached to Dez?
Well, I think Prince Amukamara's had a really great preseason, really great training camp, and I think he's ready for the challenge to go up against Dez Bryant. You know, it's opening day, it's NFC East, national television. I mean, this is a game that could really help Prince Amukamara cement his career this season.
No question. DeMarco Murray ran for over 130 yards last year when Dallas came into MetLife Stadium and beat the Giants on their own turf. He's a very important player to what they want to do.
Yeah, he had, I think, 100 yards last year. Only had 600 yards of rushing last year as a whole, and he wasn't healthy all season. So, you know, looking for DeMarco Murray, when he gets the football, you know he's a downhill runner. He's got some breakaway speed, but the Giants definitely have to contain him up front and do better than they did opening day last year.
Now, the bad news for Dallas is that Dunbar, their backup running back, has a foot problem, and they're not even sure if he's going to be able to play. So Murray really is going to have to row the boat for the Cowboys offense. Now, the Giants, of course, trying to improve on their rush defense, went and imported some defensive tackles this season. Colin Jenkins is the leader of that bunch. Sean Rogers, coming off of IR last year, has had a terrific summer. And that Dallas offensive line, Roman, going into today's practice, they're not even sure who their starting five are going to be.
Well, they've had some injuries up front. I mean, you draft the rookie, you know, Travis Frederick out of Wisconsin. And they just signed Brian Waters, who's not shown on graphics, so he won't be ready. And you look at that right tackle, Doug Free. He's gone back and forth from tackle to guard because of a lot of their injuries in the preseason. So, I mean, they're going into this game, you know, not really knowing 100% who their line's going to be, and that's not going to bode well. That's not going to bode well for the Cowboys up front. You look at Doug Free going inside, and then Parnell at right tackle. So they're still trying to solve their problems up front to protect Tony Romo.
And, you know, the interesting part is that Free led the NFL last year, getting penalized 13 times. That was more than any other player. And Smith was penalized 11 times. This Dallas offensive line is really in shambles right now. It's a good time for the Giants to get a hold of them. But I really want to ask you about their coordinator. Now, everybody knows about Monty Kiffin, runs the 4-3. Dallas was converted from a 3-4 from last year, and they also got that whole Tampa 2 going in the backfield.
Yeah, the Tampa 2 defense, you know, leaving that 3-4 is really predicated on, you know, getting pressure on the quarterback with four defensive linemen, because that middle linebacker is almost like another safety. So you have that two safety deep all the time. But the Cowboys, you know, really have, they have man-to-man corners that don't really play zone. So I think there's going to be, early on in the season, some miscommunication in that secondary. And if the Giants can find a way to exploit that, That'll benefit Eli Manning, the perimeter, that passing game a lot better on Sunday.
And up front, Anthony Spencer's nursing a knee injury. We really don't know his status. Right. He's already saying his conditioning is going to be a problem regardless. Now, they've got Sean Lee playing middle linebacker. I'm a big fan. Was at Penn State. One of the best linebackers in this game today. And Bruce Carter, who's playing outside now in their new scheme, may be the fastest linebacker in the NFL. I think that's where the strength of this defense lies.
Well, and the Cowboys definitely have the personnel from a linebacking perspective to run that Tampa 2. Sean Lee was a defensive leader of the team. You know, he's really going to play that Derek Brooks, you know, Brian Urlacher role in that defense because he's good sideline to sideline, and he's good of enough of an athlete to cover. And obviously, as a linebacker, he can fill the spaces really well. So Sean Lee is really a pivotal point of that Monty Kiffin new Tampa 2 defense.
Now, you mentioned their corners before, Roman. Everybody knows that Carr's a really good player. They paid him big money to come over last year. Claiborne, though, has not played during the preseason. He's gimpy on a knee. Last year, the Giants targeted him 9 times during the 2 games against Dallas and completed 7 passes against him for 53 yards. He's a guy they will look to attack, especially because he's rusty. And then, of course, they got Skandrick also as their nickelback. Do you think the Giants are going to be able to throw the ball against Dallas?
Well, I think that you know this game historically has been about a 60-point game as far as the yards, the points back and forth. Eli Manning's averaging over 300 yards, I think, a game in these Dallas matchups. But again, the consistency that the Giants have offensively, especially with Cruz and Nixon on the outside, Reuben Randall, I think he's going to get a lot of play as that third guy in the slot if you do take away the one and two options. But again, opening day, Dallas, I do think they're going to go and attack Claiborne on that weak side.
Now, if the Giants decide they want to run the ball, they got a pretty good idea of what they want to do. Run it up the middle because Jay Ratliff, the Cowboys' outstanding defensive tackle, is sidelined for the first half of the season with injuries, and that leaves them suspect in the middle.
And you look at the guy, Hatcher, he's his eighth-year player. He's really the only legitimate veteran guy in that defensive line. They're already a little undersized. They're all listed about 300, 305 pounds. So they're good at penetrating the B-gap and the A-gap, but they're not good at really anchoring and taking on the offensive line. So if you got a guy like Booth and those guys inside, if they get some double-team combinations, you have to run right at that Tampa. So you can't let those guys start pinching and slaying and making those stunts because it's going to be a problem for the offense.
Well, finally, Roman, it's the Giants and Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. The Giants are 4-0 in Jerry Jones's palace by a combined total margin of less than 20 points. Can it get any better?
Well, it has to get better. I mean, this is what the league wants. This is what national football is. It's the Sunday night game of the week. So, again, this is going to be a big matchup.
All right, folks, don't forget, right here on MSG all season long, we will have your Big Blue New York Giants coverage, press conference live, rewind, first and 10. It's all here if you're a Giants fan on MSG. We'll see you next time. Let's go!